Well, now we're off to Carleton University, where every year this really cool thing happens. They open up the greenhouses and they let loose thousands and thousands of butterflies, and you get to walk through it. It's so cool. And joining us is Fraser McQuarrie. Good morning, Fraser.
Hi, Dan. How are you?
Good. So, people, what are they going to expect when they come down to Carleton University today to check out the butterfly exhibit?
Well, we're in the Nesbitt Biology Building here, mm-hmm. and we've released hundreds of butterflies into the greenhouse. Over the course of the show, it's going to be about 1,300, representing about 40 different species, all kinds of colors, all kinds of shapes and sizes, and they fly free in the greenhouse, and just an absolute wonderful sight.
I mean, that's the kind of, I have to admit that I haven't been there myself, but everybody that I hear that goes talks about the fact that they're walking through and the butterflies just sort of land on their shoulder or their head, and it's just an unbelievable experience.
It sure is, and if visitors aren't wanting the butterflies to land on them, if they wear brightly colored clothing, that does encourage the butterflies to land on them. Fruit as well, if they want to bring in sliced oranges especially, the butterflies really enjoy that, and if they hold them out, oftentimes butterflies will land right on the slice of fruit they're holding. I mean, we can't guarantee the butterflies how they're going to behave, but it happens very, very often, so it's fantastic.
And you can't take any of them home with you, though, and you have to be very careful not to touch them.
All the butterflies have to remain in the greenhouse, and we have spotters to see if butterflies are hitching a ride out, so to get them back in the greenhouse, yeah.
Why is this such a popular event every year on the days that are leading up to Thanksgiving?
Well, it's a fantastic family event. We encourage people of all ages to come, and everyone enjoys it. It's also it's also free to the public. However, the show is run entirely off donations, so we do appreciate any donations that do come in, but it's absolutely free for anyone who wants to visit.
The other thing that people tell me about it is that they're kind of shocked, especially on a day like today where, you know, we're going to be lucky to reach about 12 degrees. That it's probably, almost 20 degrees warmer than that. So it's a nice warm place to be on a cold, dreary Ottawa Sunday.
Absolutely. The 40 species of butterflies we do have are all tropical. They come from South America, Africa, and Southeast Asia. So we do have to keep the greenhouse hot and humid. So if people are coming to be aware that it is fairly steamy in the greenhouse. But it is a fairly nice way to warm up on a cold day.
Now, the butterflies themselves, they're certainly all sorts of different species. So what the sort of size range are they?
Well, they can be extremely small. There are some really small ones, actually, what are called the glass-winged butterflies. So they literally have clear wings, so they can be very difficult to spot. And we do have Atlas moths again this year. There are currently 5 in the greenhouse. And these are the largest moths in the world. They have a wingspan about 30 centimeters. And again, they are moths, so they do rest during the day. So if people do come and visit, they are alive. They're just resting. but they're an absolutely fantastic creature. Again, 30 centimeter wingspan, and just bright, like, the color is incredible with oranges and browns. And yeah.
What happened to them after the show is all over?
Well, these butterflies have a very short natural lifespan, about 3 weeks on average, depending on the species. So after the butterfly show is over, they live out the rest of their natural life in what is basically a butterfly heaven, free of predators and all kinds of fruit around for them to enjoy.
Oh boy, that sounds really nice. So if somebody wants to take in the show today, it's at Nesbitt Biology Building. Whereabouts is that as far as the campus is concerned?
It would be the south part of campus. It's right near the Athletic Center. And we're open today till 4 o'clock and every day until October 8th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Well, thank you very much, Fraser, for joining us today. And if you have a chance, you really want to head down to Carleton University today before 4 o'clock and check out the butterflies. Thanks for joining us. And coming up, we have more on the Sunday Morning Blend on 580 CFRA.